I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 860, Helping Those Who Don't Help Themselves. There are sayings that people think are in the Bible, but aren't really in the Bible. All of the following sentences are not in Scripture. The Lord works in mysterious ways. All things in moderation. This too shall pass. Money is the root of all evil. Charity begins at home. Cleanliness is next to godliness. And God helps those who help themselves. Nope, not in the Bible. In fact, there's a lot of proof that God helps those who don't help themselves. The question is, do we? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others, even if they're not very lovable. In Matthew 14:14, the gospel writer is setting up the feeding of the 5,000 story. And in the midst of that, we get this line from Matthew. When he went ashore, he saw a large crowd, had compassion on them, and healed their sick. Okay, who did Jesus heal? Not the sick, not just the holy people, not just good-looking folks, not just the people who liked him or agreed with him, but healed their sick. You've got to think that among that lot, there are probably people we wouldn't heal or wouldn't want to be healed. We might not think they deserved it. They're not doing enough to help themselves. They're not going to appreciate it. And after all, God helps those who help themselves, right? Let's remind ourselves of grace, friends. Grace, by definition, isn't deserved, it's not earned, and if it is, it's not grace. God doesn't love us if we do such and such, or when we're this kind of person, or because we. No, he just loves us, period. And that's T2G love. And that same love that he gives to us, we're supposed to give to those that he puts on our path, whether we like them or not. I can't find in the text of Holy Scripture an application for blessing. In other words, fill this out. I'll see if you're doing enough for me to bless you. Now don't contact me. I'll get back to you through an email in about a week. It's possible that some people Jesus healed later in Jesus' life were the ones shouting, "Crucify him!" Think about God's blessings to you and me. God doesn't make us show how we're going to use our paycheck before he gives us a good job. God doesn't withhold oxygen if we use our air to blast someone instead of bless someone. We're called to bless people who aren't blessing themselves or others simply because that's what God does every day, all the time, to everyone. Look, to give grace without merit is backwards to the world, but it's exactly like Jesus. Jesus forgave those who were crucifying him while they were doing it, and if he can do that, can't we help those who are not helping themselves? Here's the great question. Who can you help today, even if or when he or she is not helping themselves? Let's pray. Lord, it's easy for us to look at people and assign deserving or undeserving, merit or no merit, blessing or no blessing, but you choose to bless us anyway. Help us to bless like you've blessed us. Help us simply to be the hands and feet of Jesus and leave the judgment to you. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 861. And in the meantime, Got Questions addresses this question this way. This saying is usually attributed to Ben Franklin, quoted in Poor Richard's Almanac in 1757. In actuality, it originated from Algernon Sidney in 1698 in an article titled Discourses Concerning Government. Whatever the original source of this saying, the Bible teaches the opposite. God helps the helpless. Isaiah 25:4 declares, "For you have been a defense for the helpless, a defense for the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat." And in the New Testament, Romans 5:6, "While we were still sinners, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly." Now let me be careful, lest you email me. This is not to negate tough love or to just enable people to continue in their cycle of brokenness. There is more to the story, and we need the Holy Spirit's discernment. But for today, the truth is that we, like God, are to be about helping those who don't help themselves.